Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Sudbury's Radio. I'm joined by not one, but two singers today. Now, they've made their mark in Bollywood and in independent music. They're smashing it. You know, she's given us hits like Kichi Miri Foto, of course, the huge hit that was Nagin recently. In the meanwhile, he's done a lot of stuff, including Mukabla from Street Dancer and something that took our charts here at Sudbury's Radio by storm, Galat Ho Gaya. Well, there's nothing Galat about their latest track is Yaad Na Aana. A very warm welcome to Akasa and Yash. Hi, guys.
Hi, thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It's so lovely to have you guys. I mean, I know you guys say Yaad Na Aana, but kya kare aap yaad aage? And we thought we've got to be speaking to you. Love the song. Love the song. Tell us about that. How did it come about?
So,
Yeah.
one and a half year back, I came up with this composition, and I had the first verse written and everything. And me and Akasa were at a random session, and I just saw her and I thought that, she might sound really amazing. So I played her the song, and she instantly was on board. And then we went in, we recorded it, we recorded her verse, and within like around half an hour, 45 minutes, we were done with the song. And after that, for 1 year, the pandemic happened and
Yes.
everything went haywire, and we completely forgot about this song. And we were doing our own thing and figuring out this whole new scene of staying at home and stuff like that. And suddenly I got a call from Sony Music India saying that they want to do this song, and they want to shoot it in the way the way people are living their lives at this point in time, at least over here, stuck at home
Yeah.
and stuck with one two people that they're living with and stuff like that. So long story short, so they called me up and they were like, let's do this song. And then I got in touch with Akasa again, and she also helped us, make the whole song better, sound better, tighter production wise. Amal Malik heard the song. He came on board as a supervisor. He heard everything. He got live violins and guitars and everything recorded.
Wow.
And before we knew it, the song was out. And surprisingly, like the kind of love that we all have been getting for this song, it's very like I hadn't expected it. Like, to be really honest, I knew the song is good, but the way people are like making versions of it, making sharing Insta stories and making posts about it, it's really, I think it's really connected with a lot of people. And that was our initial intent, when I was writing the song. So it's been great, yeah. And luckily we have Akasa to save the song with her voice. So yeah. Akasa, see something, yaar. Tera bhi gaana hai.
I'm sure you all heard that. So that's good. Honestly, this whole interview is going to be about Yash underselling himself, sort of yelling at him, because everything from like he's created such a beautiful piece of art. And even when I heard it for the first time, this is what I told him. And he was so casual about it. He's like, "Ha, hai kuch maine likha hai." And I'm like, "What are you singing right now? It's so cool." So that's actually how it's been from the start. And I, even though I'm always surprised when someone really likes your work, but he's right. The kind of love we got for it was, I think Yash and I just expect less from life, so we just get
Oh,
less.
like, yeah. But the kind of like, you can have love which is like, like 100,000 views. Like, we've got love, like, people DMing us, people sending quotes to us and going like, this song really means a lot to me and stuff like that. So that means a lot more to me than, numbers and all that, to be really honest.
Yep. But it sounds like you've really created some magic together there. In fact, you have created some magic together there. And yeah, she's like what Akasa's saying as well. You did the lyrics to that, you gave birth to this, and then you've both helped it grow, walking, and now the song is just running. It's doing so well. And it's interesting you say that it was before the pandemic, but it's being released like on this side of the pandemic, and this is what people are really connecting to now, because they might have been stuck at home, they might have been having those fights, and now they're like, "Bus, yeah, banana." But what I love about it is, you get a lot of dookie songs that are just like, "Oh my gosh, you know what? It's just not like that. It's not like that at all. It's still upbeat,
It's got great music to it, great lyrics to it. And it's only really when I watched the video, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is like a proper breakup. Otherwise, it's all good.
Yeah, so the intent was that behind the song, that we didn't want to make a song which will make you more depressed if you are, like, you know, going through a tough time in your life with a particular relationship or something like that. It should not make you pessimistic about it. It should make you optimistic as in terms of, like, you know, how to deal with it and stuff like that. And generally, what we've realized is that when we make sad songs, we tend to go too negative. Too negative.
Yes.
You know, so, and if I'm already crying, I don't want you to, like, come and slap me, right? It's not going to make things better. So might as well, like, just chill out and, like, give it's nothing. It's just moderate. We are just used to listening to extreme stuff, like too happy or too sad.
Yeah,
and this is just normal, and normal is very rare, you know. So yeah, I'm glad we could strike that balance, that we've not spoiled the feel of the song, and yet it's not like a out and out crying, you know, little off kind of a sad song.
Because, do you know what, as a presenter on Drive Time, I hate playing like really, really ducky songs. And whenever I do, I always say, hey guys, this is a tissue box warning now, get the tissues ready. But I don't need to do that with this one. This one is good. It's uplifting. It's uplifting, but it's still got that message there as well. So you've hit the right balance with it. Like, also, you know, when you heard it for the first time, you know, what did you think? Did you know it was going to turn out like this? Did you know that this would be the finished? Did you imagine what it would be like done?
Honestly, not at all. I know you're talking about the drop. But even when, firstly, when Yash asked me, oh, you want to jam on it together, I didn't even expect to sing it on the same day, because I had a very bad throat and I was traveling and I was just not in the zone to do anything. I just wanted him to do the song because it was so good and I knew Yash won't take it seriously. And then he forced me to sing it. And I was like, there's more hawa in my voice right now, because, you know, when you have a sore throat, there's like half voice and half. He was like, no, it's sounding good, just sing it. And I was so pissed off. I was like, fine, you want, just for the heck of it, I'll sing it. And but obviously I was emoting it because I was going through something similar,
right?
What I expect is for first that tone, those scratch vocals are the ones in the final song, because we never redubbed it with me sulking and everything. And the drop, because even when that was happening in front of me, I remember I was sulking in a corner with like the blanket. We were doing all this in like a room. I was in my blanket because all these people turn up the AC as if, I don't know, we are in freaking what. And I was just like, and you know, while Yash and Taruk were discussing, we were like, oh, nah, nah, nah. And I was just like, everything is shit. This sounds, I don't understand, what are y'all doing to the song? And I didn't say all this, but I was so pissed off at them. And then until Yash put down those vocals and Philippe sort of processed them, I was like, holy, what, this is sounding so cool. So even then, and then when Amal jumped in and they were like, when Yash sent me the final version, I was like, dude, what happened to the song? This is so firstly different from what we did, but so much cooler. So I didn't expect it at all. And as and when people started getting attached to the song, because this is not what Yash started out with. It was just something he had. And then I came on board, and then Taruk sort of joined in, and then Amal came on board. So it's like an amalgamation of all of that. And I think it sounds really cool. I didn't expect it to sound, especially my voice. That's all Yash forcing me and bullying
me. Amazing. Well, the finished result is definitely amazing. Now, you guys have worked together before as well, haven't you? And Feel the Vibe. And have you got more stuff coming together? Are you going to be, is this the latest, you know, the duo that we're going to be hearing more of?
Hopefully.
So, like, for me and Akasa are like very, very, very relaxed people like that. You know, we think we are going to be young for like 40 more years or something like that.
Oh, you are.
So, we take our own sweet time. And the good thing with Akasa is I know that, like, I know a song will happen, and I know it will not be like, you know, we are forcing it on each other. It'll just happen.
Yeah.
And that, like, we don't, it's like me and her don't even like meet like very often, but whenever we meet, it's as if we met like, you know, since school or childhood, we've been friends. She's like a building, like, I don't know if the concept of buildings is there out there, but here we have these colonies and buildings, and we have these building friends, childhood friends. So she's like one of them for me, you know. So I would really love to have her voice on all my songs, and she also composes. So hopefully, she'd also make me sing someday.
Yes. Are you working on something at the moment, Akasa?
Yeah, I have worked on a bunch of things. It's just, I think we're taking it slow. I've had 3 releases in the lockdown now. And it's kind of hard to sort of, I don't know how to put it. It's unfortunate because the one time we didn't expect the pandemic to hit and we had to release it. And it was sort of like, okay, let's just put it out. The second time things got better, we shot it, but until the song came out, the second wave hit. And, you know, mentally, when you put so much in a project and then imagine, because I didn't feel ethically right at that time about the second song, the one that came before Yaad Nana. Yeah. I didn't feel right sharing it with people. Like it was, I don't ever want to be in that position again because it's not fair to the song, but it's also not fair to the human being you are. So right now, everything is on hold. Things I think are getting better. We're all getting vaccinated, but lots of stuff coming up. And right now, Yash is the pro composer. So the chances of me getting him on board to sing something a little late because I'm not 100% out there as a composer yet. I've just started putting down feelings into songs and lyrics. And I'm still very conscious about sharing them. I did a listening session and I was just like, I was just watching them like, oh my God, they're listening to my deepest feeling. And why am I playing them this song? So I think I'll get some time to get
lost. That's amazing to be able to create something like that. And I hear you. I hear what you're saying in terms of the pandemic and, you know, putting music out. But what I would say as somebody on this side of things, who's actually playing the music that you guys are making for us, we need it. It's soul food and it's uplifting people, you know, through dark times. It's the music that's bringing through the light and keeping people going. And music is the best state changer, you know. So no matter what might be going on here, for example, I, you know, start my show and I'm always playing happy music because people need that. They need that to bring themselves up through these kind of times. So please do, you know what, stay at it because it's serving the people. And Yash, you know what, I have to bring you in right now because you have this huge UK connection with one of our very own Rishi Rich himself. He has given us so much in terms of music, the British Asian scene. He's up there. He's phenomenal in terms of the music that he has created with the artists he's created with, and now you're doing so much with him. You have done so much with him. Galat Ho Gaya, as I mentioned, it just stormed our charts, as did Nagin earlier on, Akasa. You know, that was huge as well for us here at Subris. Really well received. I still love playing that now. But Yash, how did you, I want to know, and I'm sure our listeners would want to know as well, how did you meet Rishi? How did that come about?
This is the weirdest story. So if Rishi Paji would not end up in India, I would have been working in a law firm right now. I was in my final
year.
You're
a lawyer, right? You're a lawyer, my friend.
So I was in my final year law, and one of my friends was assisting Mohit Suri on Half Girlfriend, and they were looking for this. They had this beat that Rishi Paji had sent them, and they were looking for a writer to write stuff. And I used to write on and off, like nothing, like, never wrote a song, but I was little witty with my words and stuff like that. And my friend knew that. And they went to a couple of writers in the scene, but because somehow they couldn't write to that beat. They wanted something younger. They wanted something cooler. So my name got suggested as a writer. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll write it. I wrote the verses. And then I didn't have a studio set up or anything at that point in time. I had one small tiny speaker. I played the track on the speaker. I sang it on a voice note and I sent it to Rishi Paji. And he was supposed to get it recorded by some singer in Atlanta. And he heard it and he called Mohit Suri sir back. And he went like, who's this kid? You know, like, why don't we give him a studio and let him sing this and let's check it out. So then a studio got booked. I sang the song, and then eventually they ended up keeping my voice, my lyrics and my voice on the song. So because of him, like, so by the time I finished my final year, I had a song in a movie. So then I just looked at my parents and I was like, I'm not studying now. Bye bye.
How did you take
I'm
that?
I'm a singer.
And
I'm
how
a
was that news received?
They are still confused. Let me be honest. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. They're really happy for me. They're very good listeners, and they're very, very, very musically educated. But obviously, like, it's a little weird because my, like, dad's an architect, mother's a clinical psychologist, sister's a dentist, and then I'm standing with my guitar. You know, that's not, doesn't work well in the family portrait, you know.
So you're having to break those barriers. Whereas on the other hand, Agatha, you're from a musical family, aren't you? It's there. And so how was that for you growing up and with your family now, in terms of the contrast with Yash?
You know, before that, I don't even know if I'm supposed to share this, but I think Yash and I might, no, is Yash saying no?
What? No, but I don't, I'm always waiting. Ye tu aisa kuch bolegi. Ye nahi bolna chahiye, par main bol rahi hu. And then koi to gaya.
Please do share it with us, Agatha.
We've done a little something with Rishi ourselves, both of us.
Oh yeah. We both have a track with Rishi.
I was just
going to
ask you, Agatha. Are you doing something amazing?
We have a song. And sorry, Agatha.
He's that guy is so warm and so cool, because I remember the first time I met him, Kirani got me sort of in a session with him. I think I met him through Yash. I don't remember now. But I was just, oh my God, this is Rishi Richin. Oh my God. You know, all his songs were going on in my head. And he was so sweet and he was so chill. And he posted about it later. And I was just like, bro. Like, and then he was like, I want you to play your music. And then he appreciated it. So in the last lockdown, I think Yash and I dubbed some vocals.
I really love that song. We don't know. We're figuring out. But very soon we're gonna drop this one. It's a really chill track. I was saying was that for me, Rishi Paji means a lot because when he came in to the scene, like when he came to Bombay and he started Mumbai and he started doing films and stuff like that, it was the first time in my life I didn't get scared of someone in the studio. You know, before that, whenever I used to go to sing, so you know, these music directors have a habit. And it's so weird now, I am one. But I hope I don't do that to anyone. But they scare you, man. Like, you know, it's just a bloody song. Chill out. Like, you know, it will get recorded. You're not like, you know, dropping bombs on another country or something like that. You need to relax. It's chilled out. You know, and the rentals of studios are also not like 10 lakhs or something like that. It's very chill. Like, it's affordable. You know, it's all doable. But the problem is, it's like they almost, you know, get guns out and stuff like that. And their music is their divinity and all that. And they're going all crazy about it. And, you know, you're in that other booth and you can just see them through the glass. And they putting the talk back off again and again. And then and then they'll put the talk back on again. And they'll be like, kya gaya hai, kya gaya hai, kya gaya hai. And that kind of a thing, you know. So I realized you don't need to do all that nonsense. You know, I used to get really scared for going for dubbings. When I met Tanishq, when I met Amal, when I met Rishi Paji, when I met all these guys, the newer lot, I realized that those days are gone now. Let's get over those days.
Yeah.
These guys are chilled out. You know, so like you enter a session with Rishi Paji and he's like, so what's the vibes like? What's the vibes like? What do you feel like doing? Even if we're recording a particular song, he'll play me some other beat and I'll be like, I want to do this one. He'll be like, okay, fine. He'll change the session. He'll pull up that beat and we'll, you know, I'll spit a verse on that. So he sorted me out as far. It's like, you know, you learn from your elders. So out here, we have all the wrong examples to learn from. You know, the fact that he came from there and got that culture here, culture and that ethic. He's very punctual, just like you. He's very punctual. He has that issue with me. That's the only issue he has with me, which you did, that he's very punctual and I'm not punctual at all.
It's the Disney timing, you know. We have that gene as well, but still, you guys take it to another level, you know.
But apart from that, lovely.
They say good things come to those who wait, so we can handle that Disney timing, right? But you know, with the Rishi Rich as well, you know what? It's like it's that best of East and West. I think that's what you're saying. You know, it's that fusion. He brings it together. It's like that work ethic. the musical influences that he's had from over here that now he's bringing over there. And it's so exciting that you're both going to be working with him. I mean, I've been listening to him for many years, going back to his VR1 days, right? He's just on another level.
Legend.
So I'm really excited that you're both going to be working with him. And I want to get you back on here with him when that track drops, right?
Oh, yes.
But let's have a little bit of a live, if that's okay. A few lines of Yadana Ana. How do you guys feel about that?
ना मिले ना सही तुझसे दूरी मेरी लगती है मुझको सही बात ये मान ले तू मेरी के याद ना तू कभी ना तू कभी याद ना हुआ. Thank you.
Wow.
I've just woken up, so my voice sounds like Amrish Puri a little bit. But otherwise, apart from that, it's all good.
Another level. The lyrics as well. They just hit you on another level when you're singing that live.
Yeah.
Arigasa, can we hear something from you? Either that one or one of your others?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, my... I'm singing this song only. I was about to say that... trying to be like vain here, but the bit I have sung in his song, those lines in Yaad Na Aana.
In our song, Akasa.
Our song, but your lines, like the ones you wrote. Okay, I'm going to sing those, okay? Now I've forgotten what scale you started in, so.
No, whatever.
Tum bhi kabhi to. कुछ देर ही पर याद करके मुझको सोचते जरूर होगे दरमिया हमारी गलतियां थी कितनी गिनते गिनते राते काटते जरूर होगे जाने दो. And then the rest he sang. I love these lines.
Yes.
Got it.
On another level. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Now, you know what? We do need a few lines off you, Agasa, from you know, that track that we have been waiting for, Dilla Janya.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Nagin. I'm so glad. But we are listening to Yash.
Dilla Janya.
Yeah, we have to now because Yash has just been saying it. But you can give us some of Nagin as well. We're not going to get tired.
I think Dilla Janya is one of my favorite songs as well. I'll sing that. ये जलती हवाएं ले जाए कहां एक दूजे के जाने बिना कब दो दिलों की दिल ना जाने ना जाने दिल ना जाने. Very difficult without a male part. Dil na janeya, dil na janeya, baate, baadon mein shaam hui raate, khwabon ke naam hue taare, kahani munte aankhe ye bholi bholi bholi. बोलिए कैसी बोली बैठे दोनों सुनते रहे.
You sound amazing. Amazing.
Oh my gosh, I was just totally engrossed then. Amazing. So now you know what, any song that we mention you have to do. So I was talking to Askar Gill recently as well, and so of course you guys have done Nagin. Let's have a little bit of Nagin.
It's below. तेरी वीन सुने परदेसी इट्स बीन लॉन्ग तेरी बीन सुने परदेसी ना गिन 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 मर गई ना गिन 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 मर गई.
Phenomenal. You know, when that song dropped, I was doing the breakfast show. And it was great to wake people up with that one.
What a track. What a track.
First thing in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets you out of bed. It gets you set up for the day, you know. Whatever time of day it is, that one works. Unless it's when you're trying to sleep. That's not good. So, Yash, we need a little bit of balance just before we sign off, because, of course, we've already had you sing a few lines of one. How about a little bit of
Galat ho gaya? Okay. Hmm, tu samajh na payegi. Main to sona kir dikhayegi. Kis jaal mein kho gaya? Galat ho gaya. Okay.
I've got the music going on in my head. Phenomenal. Thank you guys so much for joining us here at Sudbush Radio.
It was such a pleasure talking to you.
We will definitely get you back on as well. We're going to be seeing a lot more from you guys in the future. You're just smashing it. Please keep composing. Please keep writing. Please keep singing. We need the music. Keep on giving us this amazing, amazing vibes. As you said, you know, feel the vibe in your previous track. So maybe bring through those good vibes for us. Thank you so much. Is there anything you would like to say to the listeners?
Nothing. Just listen to the song. Listen to our song, Yadnana, and give it. You know, you guys have given so much love to it. And Sabras always supports all our music and, you know, gets it out there to all your listeners. And thank you so much for that. And you're going to hear a lot of us, a lot of songs by us in the coming months, because now, you know, everybody's taking things in their own hands. I'm taking things in my own hands. I'm starting my own channel. I'm going to put a song out every month from September onwards. So yeah. And if Akasa gives me the great opportunity to work with her again, she can also jump on some tracks in the scene and we can, you know, make some great songs happen. And thank you so much. Yeah. I had to plug my channel in, sorry.
No, it's great. We'll be definitely checking that out. And Akasa, yourself.
Yeah.
Yash said almost everything. He used up all my lines. But I just want to say...
Tu bhi channel bol rahi hai?
Nahi.
Tera hai already. Itna acha.
I don't know anything. I'm very useless. Not like you. I didn't spend pandemic doing this. I was just chilling and eating and getting fat. Anyway. What I want to say is, I guess, just stay safe. Thank you so much for listening to all our songs, Yadna Ana included, and the previous ones that you said played so much on your radio. And that's it. Please stay safe. And I don't want to say, I guess things are better there. So are people staying home there?
So we are in a crazy situation right now where everything is opened up, but the cases are very high.
Stay safe. You don't need to go out.
Yeah.
Well, she's going out now after this interview.
Yeah.
Hey, work is fine. Right now is an essential.
I'm going to play some good music for people to lift them up.
Yeah, man. You are the most important person at this time.
Yeah.
You know, people want to hear good music and, you know, chill out.
Well, we can't do it without you guys, right? So, the biggest thing that we found was during the pandemic when the Bollywood tracks dried up, right? The releases dried up. But then on a positive note, I guess it's given more space for independent music to come out. So keep on smashing it. And we will have you back here on Sudbush Radio real soon.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
Okay, so...
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.